With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Parks Canada and the Mi'kmaq of Nova Scotia are working together to preserve Mi'kmaq heritage before renovations begin at Kejimkujik Seaside Park. The park has been closed since October 20th to repair infrastructure damage that occurred as a result of Hurricane Dorian. Some trails will be repaired and others rerouted. Parks Canada and the Mi'kmaq of Nova Scotia, as represented by the KMK Negotiation Office, along with Boreas Heritage Consultants, have planned all aspects of the archaeological dig together to ensure the Mi'kmaq perspective is at the forefront. KMKNO staff archaeologist Kate McLean says it's important to preserve and protect Mi'kmaq heritage.
One of the ways that we can protect Mi'kmaq heritage is to locate it. We know that Mi'kmaq people were here, we know that Mi'kmaq people would have used this landscape, but being able to protect that heritage before infrastructure goes in is really important to us. And the work that we're doing with Parks Canada allows us to have kind of that Mi'kmaq perspective into how the work is planned and how that's undertaken.
A 10-person team from Boreas Heritage Consultants is digging test holes at 5-meter intervals along the proposed trails to ensure nothing of significance is being disturbed. Parks Canada terrestrial archaeologist Rebecca Dunham says construction crews won't have to wait too long to begin their work.
Things are moving along pretty quickly. Probably will be another couple weeks. If something is found, though, you know, things change. There'll be more testing required, and that may prolong the actual testing timeline a bit. So, you know, it'll be a few weeks anyway, and the construction crews will move along as the archaeology is completed, so it will be a progressive sort of process.
McLean says by working together, Parks Canada and the Mi'kmaq of Nova Scotia have ended up with what she calls better archaeology.
Through this process, we've found sites in areas where parks previously wouldn't have necessarily thought were high-risk areas or would have necessarily looked. So I think that's, you know, a real positive outcome of this is that we've been able to see real achievements from it. You know, we have found sites that previously would have been unrecorded. So I think that's a great success.
Crews will continue to work on the trails throughout the end of the year. Kejimkujik Seaside is expected to reopen in January. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.